see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. And the title of my program pretty much tells you where my head's at and what this is going to be about. But it's also about the economics. It's about the politics. It's about the science. It's about the arts. It's about the philosophy of this false religions they got running around here. It's about the education. It's about all of it that they control for now. Family, they are going to lose. Don't let these people out here put fear in you, because Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is real. I go on YouTube and I go to Facebook and I'll intermingle and so forth and so on. And in one intermingling this afternoon, there was someone that came on my Facebook, Watching for Jesus. He says, "I hate God and Jesus. I hate both of them." Whoa, I said, wow. And then in another post, the same individual said, "I don't believe in God." And then another one said, "Don't believe in Jesus. Jesus didn't exist." So I said, wait a minute. I went back and I said, wait a minute here. I said, I typed out, "How can you hate an entity that you don't even believe exists? How's this possible? How can you hate God when you don't believe in him? How do you hate something you don't even believe it exists? How do you hate Jesus and you don't think he never happened? He never existed. How do you hate him? You better understand who you're hating before you do it." And I told him that I wrote that that the events of today is not even from God. It's from Satan, Lucifer, the supernatural. Now, he didn't say he didn't believe in that. Anyway, you only have two choices. It's either God or Satan. I mean, you can't serve two masters. And when you serve God, it's got to be full. God's not going to take half and half. It's called the Laodicean church. It's called the lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. He'll spit you out of his mouth. Family, don't play with this. Eternity is a long time. When you die, you do not annihilate. You don't just go into nothingness and that's it. So you enjoy this physical world and get what you can, the bucket list and all that silly nonsense, you know. And you climb Mount Everest, you eat as many hot dogs as you can, you get your name put in the Guinness Book of Records. I don't know, whatever it is. You go do the paradiving, skydiving, whatever. You check it off, check it off, check it off. You get 20 things out of your bucket list. Okay, you do them in a five-year period. Now what? You're still living. Now what are you going to do? You got to come up with another bucket or a little teacup. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? You know? And when you fulfill all these things, so what? Where is God in all this? Where's Jesus? So when you die and you have accomplished your whole bucket list of 50 things, whatever, you know, you've made your list of your bucket list thing going on. And so you die and you go into nothingness, right? Okay, then what did it matter? Family, here I'm here to tell you. I don't care who I'm talking to. It doesn't matter who's listening. Whoever you are, you're an eternal being right now. You are eternal. The only problem is, the snap here is you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. There's no getting around that. I don't care if you're a four-star admiral, general, a 10-buck, too. I don't care if you're a legislator or a king, queen, prince. It don't make one lick of difference. None. We're all judged according to our whether or not we accept Jesus as Savior. That's the bottom line. You know, that's it. You think God of this universe is going to let us make up our own belief system? Well, if I'm a rapist or a murderer, then I can, you know, I'm equal too, right? I can do what I want. If you can make up your own system, well, so can I. And so if I'm a rapist or a murderer or whatever, well, that's my religion. Okay, so what makes me you better than me? Was this karma thing going on? Krishna or whatever? Or reincarnation? I come back as a, I don't know, billy goat? You know, what is it? You got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. Doesn't even follow basic scientific principles at all. Entropy. Just that one word and what it means, just that one word, destroys any debate about evolution. Evolution is nonsense, man. Nonsense. And evolution comes from Darwin. Darwin was an avatar. He was a fruitcake. I'm telling you right now. Evolution, by scientific method, entropy, destroys evolution. The debate's over. Just that one word destroys evolution. So, we got here by intelligent design. Oh, okay. Well, who's the intelligent designer? Don't tell me the grand architect of the universe there, Freemason. No. The grand architect, your grand architect is Lucifer. And let me tell you, he did not create the world. Oh, no way. If he created the world, he wouldn't have created good. He'd already be in control, and he's not. Through Jesus Christ, it's about Calvary. When he died on the cross, it is finished, yeah? Satan lost, man. He lost. They're trying to regain it back and never will. This is real stuff, man. I'm not playing around. This is not playing around time. It's not about immigration. It's not about Agenda 21. It's not about GMO products and food and all this stuff. Those are trees in the forest. Those trees would be cut down. You need to climb up on the biggest tree and look out over the whole forest and what's really going on. Because once you die, whether it's a car accident tonight, God forbid that would ever happen, but or old age, don't make any difference. When you die, you are judged right then and right there and ain't going back. You're not going to stand in front of the throne that moment in time and say, well, God, look here, I did five little old ladies across the street. I gave some money to Red Cross or blood or whatever, and I gave clothes to Goodwill, and I, I helped my daddy and mommy. I did this, I did that, I did so many good deeds. Okay, there you go. If you're not in the book of life, depart from me. I never knew you, because good deeds don't get you nowhere but dead. good deeds are fruits of the Spirit. Once you accepted Jesus Christ, then the good works come out. Yeah. And they count at the judgment seat of Christ and even the great white throne judgment. But that's after you've entered heaven or hell. You know, the great white throne judgment. Look it up in the Bible. I mean, do it right now. That's at the end of the 1,000 years. Freemasons, they're lying to you. Only those that reject Jesus Christ is going before the great white throne. And that's the end of the 1,000 years. Hadn't begun yet. Calvinists would like to say it has, but it has not. It's impossible. What happened to 7 years tribulation? What about those events? It never happened yet. Five seals, five trumpets. Excuse me. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowl judgments. Man, it hadn't even started yet. Not even started. Not one theologian can prove otherwise. Not one. I don't care if it comes from Harvard, Carl Gallup down in Florida. It'll make one lick of difference, and the books are worthless. Worthless books that they write about it. Four blood moons? There's no four blood moons. It's nonsense. Hagee and Blitz and whatever. It's baloney. There's one blood moon. That's the sixth seal. Look at it. It's there. Not there now, but it's in the scriptures. You won't find no four blood moons. It's coming out of their heads. You see, the books are worthless. Man, you can't be gentle with this. People's eternal life is in store here. But Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Man, don't mess with the words of God. He's not playing around, man. It's not something to play with. You know, anyway, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And I want to talk today about part four of the United Nations, Rights of the Child, and Child Protective Service. Man, you got to know. Now, some of the members of Child Protective Service on the lower level, like local or whatever, you have some good people there. But they're subjugated with a system that's designed to kill, steal, and destroy. So they're in fear of their jobs. The Child Protective Service, on the highest level, is one of the most corrupt organizations on the face of this planet. And total evil at the very highest level. The evidence of that is slam dunk. So I've seen this happen in the United Nations when I worked for OSCE. I worked for OSCE for 5 years as security manager, Eastern Region of Kosovo. I've worked for these folks. And you have some good people, OSCE. You have some good people in the UN. But when they tried to, I saw this happen. When they tried to do the best job and they were honest about their meetings and committees and doing the right thing, they were shipped out somewhere. They were removed by the hierarchy. The UN is there to cause conflict. The UN is there to steal your children. And they're going to do it. Because y'all sleeping out there and playing these silly games on the internet and not getting serious in a lot of the programs and stuff, man. You got to know who the enemy really is. And what their agenda really is. This conspiracy is real. You know, if you don't know the enemy, you're not going to solve it. It's not going to happen. And then solving this case is about individually whether you go to heaven or hell. Because the tribulations will happen. Why? Because God is going to judge this earth. When the time comes, people have no idea. And let me tell you something. Judgment of God is not some river down here turns red. It's not some big old baseball-sized hailstones falling in Texas. That's ridiculous. That's not God working. When God does it, it won't be localized. It'll be worldwide at the same time. Some of these pseudo-theologians, we got dead fish and dead birds and dead cows. We got a red river in Pakistan. See, we're in the sixth. No, you're not. You're not at all. You want a green river? Well, go to Chicago during St. Patty's Day. You can find a green river there. You know, family, when God releases his judgment upon this earth, his church will be removed, whether it's the sixth seal, fifth seal. That's God's business. But those accepted Jesus as Savior won't be here. I don't believe in a pre-trib rapture. I believe in a fake pre-trib rapture. Those fruitcakes like LaHaye and those members of the Council of National Policy, they're pushing this pre-trib rapture because there's a fake one coming. That's to bring in the Antichrist, the Sanan Emmanuel, your Yeshua, Yahweh, Yahshua-hua, whatever. Can't even pronounce it. When you're going to scream out the name of Jesus, when those demons come after you, you're going to see them. Nephilim will come out. And you're going to say, in the name of Yeshua. They're going to say, Yeshua, they're going to eat you up alive. The name is Jesus. You see, because Sananda Emmanuel, he's a fallen angel, he's an ascended master, or whatever they want to call themselves, kicked out of heaven, what they are, sons of God of the Old Testament, all the same. Look it up right now, Sananda, S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda Emmanuel, is calling himself Yeshua, Jeshua. That's the trick that they're going to pull on you in disclosure. Family, don't be fooled. This is all connected. You think, well, gosh, I went all over the place on this one. No, I haven't. This is all connected. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get started here. I feel like a horse out of the gate. Lord, today we come before you in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray you spread the blood of Jesus around us today, Lord, and guide us today in this broadcast. Guide us today in this week. Father, we pray for those listening, and then we pray for those, Father, that in the families of those listening, and Father, to extend out the worship, the blessings, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to all. Lord, we ask for protection today to guide us, protect us, and form us together, Lord, that you'll connect us in our minds and souls, that, Lord, we can pass the knowledge and Father, to study your word, to know what the end times events are going to be brought to us, Lord, that we can see through the deception. And Lord, we pray for these pastors and priests and rabbis and preachers that, Lord, they'll pull away from these 501c3 churches and they'll pull away from the National Council of Churches and all these meetings and all these councils and, Father, get away from them and to have them to go to the true Word of God in the King James Bible. Lord, that people are falling away. The preachers are not doing their jobs. And Father, we call upon for an anointing and to bring courage to these preachers and pastors and rabbis that they'll pull away from these religions and get with the true gospel of Jesus. Father, we also pray. We pray for our veterans coming back that, Lord, you'll render null and void of those, Father, that of those psychotropic drugs they're having to take and render null and void the technology that's causing the voice, the skull, and the heads that, Father, people think that they're crazy, but they're not. Lord, to bring the awareness of the voice, the skull, the technology that's being used to put those voices in their head, Lord, to destroy that technology, Lord. We need help in this because there's so much deception at the highest level. And Father, to take those thoughts of suicide away from them, Lord, that you'll set up divine appointments that will circumvent these thoughts of suicide. There's 26 per day. And Lord, this needs to be stopped. Lord, we need help from above. Because nothing's being done down here at all. So Father, only through you and supernatural can these vets be helped. And also in the world of the civilians, Lord, that Father, to take away those thoughts of suicides and Father, to strip down the protection of Wicca, to show Wicca for what it really is. And this witchcraft is being done not only in our government, but also in the schools and the medical field. And Lord, to expose the Wicca for what they really are and the witchcraft. And Father, to expose it. Lord, we pray for children that's being abducted, that's being sought after for these rituals coming up. And Lord, to take away their sacrifices and Father, protect the children and comfort the families that's missing the loved ones. And Father, we pray for healing of our family members and to bring families together again that's being split. That, Lord, that you'll bring those families back together. And Father, we pray for the Masons, the Freemasons, and Lord, that they will realize where they are and to renounce those blood oaths and get out of this masonry and get out of the Knights of Malta, get out of these secret societies and leave them far behind. And Lord, to bring God back to their families and have no secrets in their families. That, Lord, that they get out of these Freemasons and cut the generational curses that's being put upon their families by these secret societies. Lord, this needs to be brought out. And somehow, Father, through your Holy Spirit, you'll find whistleblowers and those to get out of it to start telling the truth about Freemasonry. Father, in these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, all this revealing is going on about America. You know, the founding fathers of this, that, and the other, and so forth and so on. They were deists. There's no question about that. And a lot of them were Freemasons. And the Declaration of Independence, oh, yeah, it is the second, isn't it? Declaration of Independence was created by the Jesuits, by the Illuminati, to foment rebellion in order to justify military action to put us in slavery. And it worked. And it stands today. We're still a colony of England. Slam dunk. 4th of July is a farce. They've been lying to us all along. It is a fact that we're a colony of England today. And so is Canada. And so is British Israel. And so is Australia. You're colonies. Yes, you are. And the fake Israel today, you will be replaced with the real Hebrew Jews. The fake Israel today will be judged by God. Of that you can be rest assured. They've turned away from God with Judaism and other Talmud and then whatever else they got going on. They're turned away from God. God's going to judge Israel. But that's God's business, not ours. And they know that too, by the way. All this being played out. Well, family, it's not that we're losing the way America used to be. We're not losing it at all. We're seeing how America has always been. But the veil is being removed. The illusion is being revealed. That's what's happening. You know, it's not about being a patriot. It's about loving Jesus Christ. It's not even about education. It's about the King James Bible. And I'm having a battle now. It's been ongoing. You've got folks out there that talk about God, talk about Jesus. They whoop it up. Oh, bless you, Father. Bless you. Yes, brother, sister, we love you all too. Blah, 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 blah. And they come up, well, all Bibles are corrupted anyway. And they throw these zingers in on you. You see, they pull you in, they hook you, and then they crook you. You see, no. The King James Bible is irrefutably the inerrant word of God. Now, the other Bibles, all 327, whatever they are, yes, they are corrupted by design through the Vatican and Freemasonry. The Roman Catholic Church, going back to Constantine, going back to Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, a Greek philosopher in the 4th century, corrupted the stream of translation Bibles that you have today, but he never touched the King James Bible. The Illuminati never touched the King James Bible. Sir Francis Bacon, a member of the Merovingian bloodline, never touched the King James Bible. Neither did Shakespeare. All this is total nonsense, and they have no evidence otherwise. No one touched the King James Bible. And even before it was the King James Bible, it was the Textus Receptus. And before that, it was copies of copies of the scrolls that were perfectly transcribed from Antioch in the 1st century. And those were copies of copies of the originals that had long since been destroyed, but were perfectly copied because they feared the Word of God. They trusted, feared, and loved God. They made sure not one tittle was removed or changed. They hid it in the Alps, the French Alps, from the 1st, 2nd, 3rd century thereabouts to around the 1700s, 1600s. It was kept in the Alps throughout the Dark Ages, protected. That's why you had what's called the Dark Ages, because God's true word was not yet put out on the street, per se, until 1604. So people that say all Bible is corrupt, you better go back to the school of theology. Had someone tell me, I went to two schools of theology, I have a doctor's degree. I said, man, that don't mean a hoop. I don't care what you got, because you can't prove anything otherwise. And they can't. It don't matter if they come to Harvard, Yale, and got doctor's degree from both of them. Don't make one lick of difference. Don't matter with a hoot. Matter of fact, they call it goat skin. A goat is linked to the occult anyway. It means nothing. King James still stands today as a bestseller. The other Bibles are proven to be frauds. The NIV, New American Standard Bible, the New King James Bible is one of the worst ones. It's missing over 100,000 words. NIV is missing 237 verses. That's wrong. And yet they're being promoted and promulgated and used. Promoted, I already said that word, didn't I? In the churches today, with Baptist preachers, Methodist preachers, Presbyterian preachers. And you show them where it's missing, and they won't, and it goes right over their heads. I'll never understand. Common sense tells me if I got a book that's missing verses and not even renumbered, the number's not even there, I don't want that book because it's missing that verse. Are they cursed? Are they brainwashed completely where they have selective seeing? I have no idea why they see that way. In all the Bibles, it's either missing verses or corrupted, except for the King James. It stands alone and says its own translation stream. That is your guideline. Well, family, let's move on to the UN plan. Before I get started on this other, because I sometimes go on rabbit trails and I get moving along. It's just one of my, I don't know, points, things I do. I try to keep from it, but some things just got to be said. Well, the UN is one of the most corrupt organizations in the world. It is the beginning of the New World Order. Actually, the League of Nations was the model. I was also telling you about the Declaration of Independence. We're not free. We're under the UN. We're under England today. We're subject to the Queen. We never won our freedom. Now, I got a problem with that. I'm a former U.S. Marine, captain when I got out, infantry, commander, had companies under my... So I've been there. I've been recruiting. As an officer, I've been in the fleet, and I've been in recruit training at Paris Island. I was a company commander, 1st Battalion, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion. Had a company of Marine, company of recruits, 70 drill instructors. I've been on all sides of it. And boy, that ticked me off when I found this truth out. Marines, you've been lied to, man. They're lying to you about war. They're lying to, matter of fact, Major General Smedley D. Butler wrote back in 1933, it should be a clue, war's a racket. We've been set up. We've been lied to. I'm telling you right now. Well, the League of Nations, formed by this weakling named Woodrow Wilson and his alter ego, Mandela House, Rockefellers, and Lord knows whoever else. I ain't going to list them all. Randolph Hearst, the whole doggone lot of them. They're all going to hell anyway. Probably already there. Mandel House was a warlock. Mandel House was a Satanist. Mandel House helped form the Council of Foreign Relations. Rockefellers, they're all part of this. Controlled Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson confirms this in his in his diary that Mandel House was his alter ego. He might as well said, I'm possessed by Mandel House. Because that's exactly what happened. It's called mesmerization. Be mesmerized. And the same thing happened to Thomas Jefferson, who tried to write his own Bible, for goodness sakes. Like old Duck Dynasty. Yeah, Duck Dynasty. Fraud big time. Not Christian by no stretch of imagination, because they got a Bible they're going to write next year. Their true colors have shown. Well, Thomas Jefferson tried to write his own Bible, like Ellen G. White. You can't write your own Bible because you got one Bible. There I go again. So anyway, Thomas Jefferson was controlled by Adam Weishaupt, who wrote the plan for the world revolutionary movement that we're dealing with today, called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, a very detailed, excruciatingly detailed document that set up the plans for world revolution to occur centuries later. It covered from 1772. He finished it May the 1st, 1776. And from there, it covered it up to 1873. 1873, Albert Pike completed the plans that covered from 1873 to 1945. And required to have war between 1914 and 1945 was planned in 1873. You understand this? With the outcome of each war already determined at the highest level. There was one snafu, however, one major one. They had six phases in World War II that failed to happen. The six phases of World War II, the sixth phase was Hitler, who was second cousin to Stalin, Churchill, and Queen Elizabeth II. They're all cousins on the Rothschilds. Oh, yes, sirree, Bob. They are. Were. The fifth phase, Hitler was supposed to sweep into Britain and France and take it over. And then the Japanese were to attack Pearl Harbor, thereabouts, which they did, and continually disable entirely Pearl Harbor, move on to the West Coast with help from the inside of our own country. FDR was a part of this. Oh, yes, he was. I got quotes at the yin-yang from himself. I sure do. A traitor, and every one of them has been a traitor ever since, every president. Every single one. Except Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. And all those four have something in common. Now, the fifth phase of World War II was supposed to have ended with Hitler taking Europe completely, with help from Churchill. That's what was really going on. And he was to sweep into Canada in the sixth phase, launch an attack on the coast of Canada, sweep west to midwest of the United States, and then sweep south and move into the United States. Simultaneously, in the sixth phase, Japan was to completely obliterate the West Coast, and the United States was supposed to be split in half. That plan's not dead. Instead, they've infiltrated. China's taken the place of Japan. But this all fell apart when Hitler became power-lusting. Yamamoto stopped the assault. Someone had moved out, got word of something, and moved those four carriers out. It fell apart. Don't people realize, don't those folks up there realize that God's in control? Well, the Joint Chief of Staff today, man, are a bunch of fruitcakes. They have no clue, these four-star generals. No way. They're Illuminati. They're Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta. They work for the Illuminati because they brief the Illuminati. They brief the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations determines U.S. policy. That's a fact. And they determine the wars. And they are responsible for the blood, all the blood shed in World War II. The Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for all the blood shed in 1950 to 1953. That's a fact. When y'all gonna wake up out there? You don't believe me? Well, try this out for size. Chicago Tribune wrote, now this is one of the newspapers that they made a boo-boo. They let an editor get in there that wasn't on the side of the CFR. They've made a few mistakes along the way where good articles were put out. Chicago Tribune in the 1950s was one of those. And in one of their articles in 1950 said, and I quote, Chicago Tribune, the members of the council, that's the Council of Foreign Relations, the members of the council are persons of much more than average influence of their community. They have used the prestige that their wealth, their social position, and their education have given them to lead their country toward bankruptcy and military debacle. They should look at their hands. There is blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, and that was World War II. And the fresh blood of the present one, that's the Korean War. This is written in 1950. Chicago Tribune editorial. Exactly. December the 9th, 1950. And you'll find it listed on page 92 of Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope. It's there. Korea was set up to lose. Vietnam was set up to lose. There's no way we would have won it because it was planned to lose. Korea to set up communism. And the State Department made sure that happened because they made sure that Communist China remained communist. Because both of them were UN actions. You say, well, I don't believe this. I love it when people say that. Because then I'll say, well, you won't see the evidence? A lot of them say no. I don't go chase them down the road trying to scream at them, here's the evidence. If they don't want to hear it, that's their problem. But I give the evidence right here. You think that General Douglas MacArthur is credible enough in his diary? Well, you see, I'm going to cover this very quickly and get back to the UN and the children, but I'm trying to show you how we've been lied to. This is what I'm talking about this for. You see, back in the 1950s, Taiwan, or called Formosa, was ready and it was willing to cross the channel. And the Free Chinese of Chiang Kai-shek was willing to retake Red China. And so this was not allowed to happen. Now, Patton knew, General George Patton, cousin to General Puller, by the way. They were cousins. Anyway, General Patton knew that it was coming, a war with communism, which is established back in May the 1st, 1776, with Adam Weishaupt. Yeah, you getting the idea here? All right. So, after World War II, old Patton wanted to keep going because he knew a war was coming. That's why they assassinated Patton. Anyway, Taiwan in the 1950s, so when we got rid of Nazism, which we really brought over here, got rid of fascism, which we really brought over here under Operation Paperclip, we didn't win, we just brought them here. It went underground, and the next enemy that they was going to establish, the Jesuits, was going to be communism. That would be the next fictitious alternate enemy. So they had to make sure that communist China stayed communist and North Korea would be communist to have a foothold of communism in the Western, in the world, to be the next enemy. And it was used throughout the 60s in that fake Cold War. Now you see what's going on here? So, Chiang Kai-shek was of a free Chinese. He was exiled. Well, he had 500,000 men ready and willing to cross over that channel and take Red China by storm. And they would have, too. But the State Department had the policy that the communists must not be removed from power. Quote, General Douglas MacArthur, "The possibility of Red China's entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, Taiwan, which in effect protected Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men," unquote. General Douglas MacArthur. He blew a whistle on him. That's why you had the Frozen Chosen. That's why two regiments of army got overwhelmed by 9 divisions of Chinese by help from our own State Department. That's controlled by the Vatican. That's controlled by the Illuminati. Roman, German, Italian. The Holy Roman Empire. Now, Douglas MacArthur goes further. He says, and I quote, "The Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans had crossed the 38th parallel, offered the State Department an advanced force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. The suggestion was politely refused." He continues, "Formosa was at that time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force, but the American government would not tolerate such a move," unquote, because the American government was controlled by the Vatican, the Jesuits, the murderous Jesuits, and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbia. You got it? That's what's really happening, family. Now, I'm not winning any friends today, but I'm not looking to. I want to tell you the truth. The cold, hard facts of what's been going on and where we're heading. Now, I'm going to stop there. I got a whole bunch of quotes and set up for the Korean War and Vietnam. But that I just want to make a point there. That's what's really going on. And people that go into denial, you're in a whole lot of trouble. Now, the UN is behind all this. And I'm going to talk today. I want to focus on how they're going to come after your children. And they're coming after them from many different directions. I think that's important. That's just my opinion. I don't know how to get it across to anybody, it seems these days, because people don't want to hear it. They run away. They don't want to know who the enemy is. Because it crosses over our education system and what we've been taught all along. And as long as people deny all this, you're going to lose big time. You see? Now, in all my broadcasts, I am remain serious in every one of them. I don't, you know, have a lot of jokes and a lot of carrying on going on and stuff because I feel an intimacy. I feel that time is short. You know, I don't go around selling gold and silver and freeze-dried food and CDs and DVDs and all this, that, and the other. I ain't got time for that. The time to get right with God is here. Don't play around with this. This is the bottom line. Now, I want to say one more thing before I go into this. I got into a dialogue this morning, and it was a good one. The people mean well, and they're talking about destruction of the family. And this was African Americans. I mean, if you don't like being called African American, I mean, that can be European American, be white, and African American, black. I mean, whatever. I'm not into the political correctness and all that stuff. It's too much blah, blah, blah. But in this one, it was a particular discussion talking about black parents that have had their families destroyed and all this, and I had to weigh in on it. And I said, man, I said, it's not only that racial thing going on, black parents are being, families are being destroyed. It's all cultures are being destroyed. All the families are being destroyed and the children taken by design. It's not about a race at all. The race is to keep us divided. Martin Luther King tried to bring people together, and that's why the Pentagon had him assassinated. Oh, you heard me right. Christian Identity. CIA. Mafia. Man, just throw them all in the back of a ball of wax and light a cigarette to them or whatever. Any case. But I was reading these comments that they were making, and I realized how much we've been deceived. And I'm giving an example. Here somewhere. Bear with me a minute. One of the comments made, I'll find it right quick. Was your textbook type answers and comments. Was you got to increase the children of single parents must be taught. They must be taught by singledom. There's no shame in our natural state or something. And then some people saying, well, we got to get the families back to the, and they come up with all these great ideas and stuff and so forth and so on. You know, and so what they do, they talk about all these nice answers. They sound good when you're writing them down. Everybody does a like on it. But family, nothing's going to be done about it. Because they're not attacking the real issue, the real problem. One of them says here, it's evident that's what's currently happening in our community, that fathers are desperately needed in our families. Yeah. And what steps can be taken to reconcile men to their children, even their partners. You see, it's all sociological true answers. But they're not hitting it right on the target. And then when they're done writing all this stuff, they just go back to their daily routine and feel good about writing it. But nothing's going to be done. Because they're not coming up with the right answers. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about. They're talking here like one says a father who's absent from his family because he's got killed in line of duty or away working to provide for his family is a totally different kettle of fish from whatever. Here's what I'm talking about. They're talking about sociological issues of decline of the family. That's not going to do it. Because the real answer is that there is and has been an ongoing plan to destroy the families, whether it's black, yellow, green, blue, purple, whatever, don't matter what family it is. The Humanist Manifesto, the Gay Liberation Front, the wars, the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, they determine what objectives to destroy your families by design. They plan 50 years ahead. The tactics that's applied to each group of people will differ because of the culture. It's a way that these Luciferians and secret societies will destroy the family to bring in the new generation that's going to be in this new world order. That's the only thing. Economics, migration, rewriting and promoting certain social norms, using Tavistock, a think tank in England, for social reengineering. Now, I'm going to give you some specifics here. If they really want to make a difference, and when I wrote, I said the one thing, quote myself, I guess, the one thing that people don't understand is that exactly beginning in 1945, that year, to the present, now, there has been an agenda to destroy the family structure of the family in the United States designed by social engineers working for Tavistock in London. Now, I can't get more specific than that, then if I have to go there and name the names. The UN, once formed, it began the destruction of the American family influence just after World War II with a well-designed and deeply thought-out plan by the globalists to lead the United States into a new world order. And the destruction of the USA goes back to FDR, who really started it. His plans is pushed by the Vatican and Illuminati. The church leaders are worthless because they're controlled by the 501c3. And Freemasonry keeps the preachers in check, that they use the corrupt Bibles and they don't preach a whole lot of redemption and salvation. And certain things they won't talk about. They won't let them. The Freemasons, who's a lot of them are deacons, will approach the pastor and tell him to back off. I know for a fact about that one. I've been told so by a couple of preachers that they were approached when they started talking about sin and redemption, salvation, that they were approached by Freemasons to say, you know, preacher, you got to back off on this. Now, I try to do a total analysis of this agenda. I've laid it out many times. The destruction of the family is the main agenda of Lucifer's plan, using his human servants to destroy the family structure and to bring about his plans as allowed by God because of sin that came into the world. But I'm going to get more specific here. The Boule Society and the Freemasons are behind the watered-down version of the gospel in virtually every single church. There are some that's not, I know. I know there's some churches that preach the truth. A lot of the white churches, I can get specific here, are not being taught about the Illuminati. A lot of the black churches, there are. These scandals they have in these churches, they're being created on purpose. Now, the only way, I quote myself again here when I wrote it down, the only way to repair the family is to change the education system and remove the secret society's influence in every single school. And you say, well, what are you talking about, Cletus? Well, I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm not Cletus. I'll give you a quote to show you where I'm getting that from. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, and it stands today. He said, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism." That was 1930. Guess what? In early 1900s, John Dewey, a slam bang, grade A, humanist, Satanist, is the father of American education. And he's also in the planning process of this extraterrestrial hoax that's coming. In 1917, and Horace Mann, these are both humanists, up to their nose, eyeballs, and little skinny feet. 1989, syndicated columnist of Billy Bob Clinton, Georgia Ann Geyer, she said the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities. But Roger Kimball, an educator, said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," that means a Marxist and humanist, "menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote, Roger Kimball. And Herbert London, 2 years earlier, 1987. Herbert London, educator, New York University, he said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. So that renders null and void any such documents, books, novels, whatever coming out of Harvard, Yale, you name them. Well, actually, I can. I go back to 1993 and tell you exactly. The members of the Council of National Policy, Council of Foreign Relations in 1993, members of the Illuminati in Clinton administration. I'll name you the colleges. Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, which is also, these are members of Tavistock. Hint, hint. Cornell University, University of Texas with the double horns of Satan. That's what I've said. University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, of course. John Hopkins University. Are these high enough for you? University of Chicago, University of Miami, City College of New York, and George Washington University. That was just 1993, were education Illuminati members. 300 educators and 30 presidents of premier colleges are on the CFR rolls. The same rolls that at that time and point, you had 7 top-ranking members of Joint Chief of Staff, members of Illuminati. Y'all getting my point here? Let me go back to what I said. The only way to repair the family is to change the education system and remove the secret society members' influence. That's your Eastern Stars, and that's your Freemasons, to get more specific. Remove the Common Core. Remove the no child left behind nonsense, and restructure the entire system. Then, remove all members of secret societies from the political arena. Any of the legislators, senates, representatives, judges, or members of secret societies, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you're out of a job. Work at Burger King. Or renounce your blood oath. And then set the example for families to follow by removing the Satanist from Hollywood to restructure the TV and movies to more wholesome TV and movies put out to your children and adults. And this will reverse the damage they've caused since 1960s when it started to destroy the families and stop the lying psychiatrist from the distribution of the poison of psychotropic drugs to cure the myth of ADHD. Now, this would be a start. Y'all gonna start tomorrow? I doubt it. Now you're getting somewhere. So when they asked some little cutesy at the beauty pageant, American Beauty Pageant, and what would you do to stop world hunger? Or what? No. What would you like to do for your endeavors or whatever? Well, she'd say, I'd like to stop world hunger. Really? Well, first they got to understand that world hunger is being orchestrated by NSSM 200, a depopulation plan by Kissinger and Alexander Haig, and then forwarded by Jimmy Bob Carter, peanut farmer, a weakling. That's why the Rockefellers chose him as president. You never elected him. He was chosen because of his weak constitution. And they pulled him in and used him. That's how they pick all the presidents, by the way. And their family members, too, by the way. Global 2000 continues on in SSM 200 depopulation plan. Now, you bad guys out there that's listening, they're coming after you when they got complete control. The Great White Brotherhood. Look it up. The Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, Chapter 15. They are going to execute all Freemasons once they have total control. You better know this. And you know, even the Bible warns you. Psalms 34:21. Go read it. There's a little bit of prophecy in that book, Psalms 34:21. It tells you what's going to happen. And even they're planning. The Illuminati say they're going to do it. This is what they do. They will backstab you and kill you and your families in a heartbeat. The only saving grace you got is the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that Brock Chisholm, who is director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he quoted it like this between 1948 and 1953. Notice the years right after 1945. Brock Chisholm, director of WHO, that period of time, said, and I quote, "To achieve world governments, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, the loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." They needed, before 1945, between 1914 and 1945, they needed to have individualism because the war was coming. Remember? They needed to have loyalty to family tradition. That's why it was promoted in the American way. They needed that to get that patriotic fervor up to fight these wars. They needed to have national patriotism. 4th of July, 1776. To fight those wars. They needed to have religious dogmas to help support the family traditions. To fight those wars. Now, after 1945, comes the last war planned before 1873, World War III. And that will be between Islam and political Zionism. And other nations on either side will fight themselves into complete exhaustion. And then will be the Holy Roman Empire will be revived. That's the plan. That's the second seal. Now, it's coming. So they needed all these things before 1945. And after that, now let's take down America. They've fought our wars for us. They've collected the debt. We lied to them about fighting for freedom and all that. Y'all getting the implications here of how Lucifer and the hate, if you have, don't have hate, but stay away from Lucifer and Satan and the things that he has and he stands for. You see, hate blinds people. But stay away from the demonic realm. That is what's carrying it. No human being could ever come up with this kind of plan. It's impossible. God is real. Jesus Christ is God incarnated, human flesh, died on a cross, rose again, coming back. Holy Spirit was in each that takes Jesus Christ as Savior. Satan is trying to get back what he lost at the cross of Calvary. He's trying to get back what he lost at the flood. This is what's going on today. This is the reality of what we're dealing with today. It is supernatural. I'm giving you specifics of how it is coming about. You got to know the enemy. Getting rid of your individualism. What's that mean? Well, I did a little research, background, and I found this. Apart from that, that's what I do. I go to other areas, and here's what I found. In the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, I found Article 9, Paragraph 9, said this. Now, this was put out 1776 and stands today. I'm sorry. Article 5. I'll do Article 9 later. Article 5, Paragraph 11 of the scheme says this. The Illuminati, fear personal initiative, is proved by what they say here in Article 5, paragraph 11. Quote, "There is nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim," that's us, "of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, individualism, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence. That was formed on May the 1st, 1776. This plan was established. They needed wars to set up the New World Order all the way back. Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War, sinking of the Maine. Sinking of the Maine is proven to be a false flag. I got testimony on that. Now, Article 9, paragraph 9, has this to say. In order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim before its time, notice that before its time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism. These springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. That should have some of y'all's jaws dropping about now, if you understand what I've said. We have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, into the liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstone of a free existence," unquote. You see, now y'all can run away from this if you want to, but it's not going to solve a thing. People have got to realize the background of this true conspiracy. If you don't, you're going to lose big time. Somebody got to stand up and step out. And it starts with the churches. And you churches out there are failing miserably because you don't have a rubber backbone. And you know Satan? He hates the smell of sulfur because a rubber backbone smells bad when it burns. You preachers better get out of these 501c3 and get back with the true word of God, the King James Bible, and start preaching the truth about redemption and salvation and repentance, or God's going to judge you harshly. Go something like this. It's better to have a millstone tied around your neck than lead the little ones astray. This is no game at the National Council of Churches, which is a fraudulent, irresponsible, and corrupted institution and group of misplaced theologians. The National Council of Churches, in fact, used to be called the Federal Council of Churches, formed by the Rockefellers in early 1900s. The Federal Council of Churches, in 1936, was determined to be one of the most subversive organizations in America by naval intelligence. That's why the cowards changed their name to National Council of Churches. They just changed the name and changed the activity. Well, back to what I was saying about how they're achieving their goals. Femi, you got to leave that church. The churches are failing in their job. They're giving lukewarm presentations. They have the mega churches are worthless because what they do is put up that rock and roll that gives you a good feeling. Well, good feeling isn't coming from the Holy Spirit. Good feeling comes from rock and roll music. It puts a spell. I know this sounds crazy, but it puts a spell on those attending. If you don't like sitting in there, no problem. Just go outside and you can get your cup of coffee. You see? Now, what they're doing in these churches is, first of all, they got you divided up in all kinds of different denominations. That's got different doctrine. Well, right there is a problem. Your Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, a lot of them are just watered down versions of the Roman Catholic Church. And they still control it through Jesuits that's infiltrated as Baptist ministers, Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever. They're trained to be that kind of minister. And they blast the Catholic Church to make it look like they're against it. This is in their blood oath. Look it up, the Jesuit oath. And what they're doing is presenting an unbalanced message. They only let them see the heartwarming part of God's character. They preach God's love, but they leave out His holiness and justice. That way, they'll come up with a New Age thinking of He'll let them into heaven no matter what. You have to know the name of Jesus. It's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ. So if you're going to preach the heartwarming part of God's character, which you should, but you also preach God's love, but also His holiness and justice and judgment that's coming. They even mention repentance until they're repeating a sinner's prayer. So they get them to say, "I repent of my sins," while they echo on you. That way, they don't know what they're saying and won't count the cost. You got to mention repentance before the sinner's prayer. You say the entire sinner's prayer with repentance and name the exact sins and really mean it. Not just the words. It's not a mantra. They're not teaching them what they're saying and they're not telling them what the cost if they don't. Because they're not allowed to. And then, of course, they're dignified. They don't get heart to heart with the people. And that's what the mega churches are all about. That's the purpose, the sole purpose of the mega churches, is to mislead, disregard God's holy word. He will take them down in due time. But they like to be dignified. It ain't about being dignified. It's about preaching God's word. Get with it. And get heart to heart with the people. They skim over the gospel and they push the prayer. So they pretend that the lost naturally understand what Christ has done for them. No, they need to talk about the gospel. They need to push the prayer. And they shouldn't assume they understand what Christ has done for people, but teach them what Christ has done for them. Of course, then again, they'd probably be out of a job. But if you take duct tape, put over that Freemason's mouth or duct tape them to the seat, maybe get something done. They preach that Jesus is a life enhancer, not a life rescuer. Like Osteen and these others. They tell them how Jesus can improve their life, but they don't show them that Jesus is the only one who can save them from burning hell. People think that if they reject Him, they're only losing out on a spiritual high. They need to preach Jesus as a life rescuer, not a life enhancer. Show them that Jesus is the only one who can save them from hell, and not how Jesus can improve their lifestyle, like the rest of preachers and ministers do. Yes, you put 10% in the plate, and you'll have a 3-car garage or whatever. That's what's going on in the churches today, and it's wrong. They try to please the people instead of averting them. They tell them what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. They compromise the message to speed up the process. So the Christians who've heard it 100 times before will be pleased with it. The quicker they get out, the quicker they can get to the restaurant or golf or whatever. You got to make each message distinct and repeat it if it's the first time, every time. But one of the main things they show that the impression, what goes along with something else, that God is so good, he won't send anyone to hell. Well, ain't what the Bible says. They don't present the whole counsel of God, or they might realize he's so good that he'll see to it that justice is served, and that all unrepentant sinners will be punished in the fire that's not quenched. They got to present the whole counsel of whole counsel of God, and to preach that God is just, it's a just God. That was awkward. They speak to sinners as though they're saints. So they all think they're God's children instead of enemies of God. They've made themselves into because of the sin. They'll give them the false assurance and mislead them. Isn't that not happening today when they're accepting? Osteen said that God accepts homosexuals. No, he don't. God don't accept liars, adulterers. I'm covering some of this in my broadcast, my Bible study this week, 7:30 to 9. I'll be covering this all week in my Bible study. Sanctification, purification, consecration, how to walk the Christian life. But, family, it's not something to play with. They don't look to the Bible for the substance of the altar calls. They only mimic other preachers with large congregations. They tell the lost not to feel bad about their sin. They tell them sometimes that Jesus is the only way to heaven, but don't explain why. I got a whole bunch of things I worked up here and things I researched from other people as well. And they also preach forgiveness without repentance. They never warn of hell. I've never heard them say it before. They used to back in the day, but not any longer, because they don't want you to know. By design. They never mention the wrath of God. And they talk about your churchy terms like saved and repent, born again, but they don't explain why and what it is. Nobody asks the question. Stop, preacher. I don't understand what you mean by that. Well, I got a whole bunch of things here that I could talk about, but here's one that really hits. They tell them that if you don't speak in tongues or aren't saved, that's a lie from the pit of hell. They get people to babble some more so they don't even have an idea what they're saying. So if demonic entities are in the church, which they are, no one will ever know it. That's that speaking in tongues. Not today. No, sir. Get out of there, man. Get away from that church fast. You think God wants you to babble and not even know what you're saying? He knows you don't know what you're saying. Unfortunately, so do they. This is a trick that they use. That you have to get baptized with water. No, you don't. Holy Spirit can baptize you wherever you want to, but you got to be sincere about it. I've only scratched the surface, family. This puts families together. The churches are taking them apart. The schools are picking up the other end with humanism. They got you in a vice. Religion and education is, in fact, 2 of the 7 rays, ashram rays, controlled by the fallen angels. They are evil. And they use human minions in the organizations I've already mentioned and secret societies to promulgate their agenda. This is what's going on today. Unless some people come to grips with that, man, you're going to be just chasing your tail like a cat that's crooked. A cat that's crazy. What else can I say? Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Well, the UN looks to the future in generations. And they plan on changing the world. And they have accomplished combining the races together. It's been done. And the goal of it was to start it in the United States. Since the year 1425, it's taken them 600 years to accomplish it. That's long-term planning, family. The Merovingian bloodline, for example, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but for example, the Merovingian bloodline, Queen Elizabeth II, tracing back her generations, that's why they marry inside each family. They don't marry outside, or they kill them. Their bloodlines can be traced back to the pharaohs of Egypt that migrated to Europe and began the Illuminati. Now, that's a really short version of it. They're controlled by Lucifer, by Satan, by supernatural forces. That's where they get all this knowledge and planning and so forth. Family, this is what you're involved in. So I'm giving you all the details of how it's being accomplished. And summarizing it, you might say. Now, that being said, I want to get specific now. Unless something I've left out, if anybody can think of something, give me an email or something. And if I've left out something at this point, if something's not clear, because what I'm talking about is complicated to explain. And I do try to remain as focused as I can, because not to miss a step, but not to be confusing. Because it's a very complicated agenda that we're under and conspiracy that people aren't touching. Well, I'm trying to consolidate it to you to show you where the dangers are. And the first thing you got to do is you got to head to prayer and fasting. Are you really going to change the education system like I mentioned? I know you're not, and you know you're not. But that's what's going to happen, but it's not going to happen. Are you going to change the political system and take all the Freemasons and Knights of Malta out and completely get rid of them and then have completely re-elections in every state? No, you're not. That never happened. If someone was powerful enough to do that, they'd be assassinated for now. That's the reality. But through prayer and fasting and close to God, He changes things. A revolution won't accomplish one thing. They're trying to get you all to go to war. A revolt. They've tried that before. It never worked because it's never meant to work. Rick Joyner, General Boykin, Wesley Clark, all these frauds. They're fake Christians. They're not remotely Christian. They belong to the Knights of Malta. Wesley Clark was a Rhodes Scholar. Rhodes Scholars belong to the Illuminati. That's a fact. It's a Rhodes. Wouldn't put them on there. He wouldn't have come up with that scholarship unless they belonged to the Illuminati and would take a blood oath to fulfill their agenda I'm telling you about right now. General Boykin, Rick Joyner are Knights of Malta. Leonard Horowitz is Knights of Malta. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. Mandela, that murderer, he was a Knights of Malta. He couldn't tie the shoes of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a great man. JFK, Bobby Kennedy, had a little bit of trouble with Malcolm X, but he was also against the Illuminati and the Boulay Society. That's why they all four was murdered by the government, by the Jesuits, because they were not cooperating the way they're supposed to in the 1960s. The UN is the New World Order coming up on your behind. This thing on immigration, this is part of the pandemic, because they're going to start linking up the immigration with starting a pandemic. That would be the disclaimer or the plausible deniability. They're setting it up. This immigration goes back to FDR. It's not just Obama. FDR and all the rest of them. Goes back to the 1930s. Well, I guess I got a little bit of time here. You want evidence? I'm going to give it to you. How about a direct quote from FDR? Now, my regular listeners, just bear with me here. I got some new ones, I suspect. So I'm going to give you a direct quote from FDR. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. And this quote was never left behind those closed doors, but it was given to William G. Carr by Senator Lundeen, who was a member of one of the committees that listened to this quote. And about 10 years after the quote, Senator Lundeen gave this quote to William G. Carr, who then included it in his book, Red Fog Over America. This is the real FDR. Behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public. I'm going to read it to you. He said, and I quote, to three congressional committees in closed session. Begin quote. March 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and 6 years after a military coup was supposed to have taken place and failed to happen. You got it? All right. FDR said, and I quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. Continuing, to hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. That was said in front of the secret audience with the Military Appropriation Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, and the Special War Finance Committee. Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, Lima, Uniform, November, Delta, Echo, Echo, November. Lundeen was a member of one of those briefings. And even goes back one century before Clinton Roosevelt, a cousin of FDR, who passed on a document plagiarized from Adam Weishaupt to continue this agenda. Family, do you understand what this means? Now, from separate investigation and research, I found about those six phases about invasion of the United States by Hitler in the sixth phase. It all matches, but it fell apart, family. It fell apart because God is in control, because the laws of the land reflect what the Bible says, whether people do it or not, whether people are corrupt or not. The laws of the land reflect biblical principle. So, if you were a Illuminati. You had control and you used your contact groups, NAACP, ACLU, Southern Law Legal something another, KKK, CIA, all of them. You control ADL, all of them, you control them. Tea Party, the whole nine yards. And you're going to change things, what would you do? What would you do? You would get the laws changed, wouldn't you? But you couldn't do it right then and right there because of the culture. So you had to continuously bang on the young culture to get them ready for the change of laws. You see how they do it? Through Tavistock. Clinton helped do it when he said, don't ask, don't tell, for homosexual. Knowing very well, 15, 20, 30 years later, whenever it would happen, they decided to be Obama, would say, now you don't have to ask and tell, you just tell. They knew that would separate the U.S. military. And boy, it worked perfectly. Sexual assaults are more than male on male, is more than male on female. That's what the purpose of it. These traitors like Clinton and Buchanan and all the rest of them. They're traitors. They work for the New World Order. Y'all getting the point here? Come on now. So, by them changing the laws, like they're doing with same-sex marriage, making abortion legal, child euthanasia in Oregon. So you're under 18 years old, 7-year-old kid, your 10-year-old kid can elect to kill themselves, euthanasia, and you can't do nothing about it. Is that what you want? Because that's where they're headed. That's what they're getting ready to do in Oregon. Right now. Belgium's already done it as a model. Oregon and several other states are working on child euthanasia. They can elect to kill themselves. Go to a better place, or whatever they're going to use. Give them some Ritalin, Prozac, medicate them. Say, now, don't you just want to die? Aren't you tired of living like this? And family, suicides in the military are 26 per day. Suicides of children without this is bad enough with a Ouija board. Look it up. Man, y'all better wake up out there. Doggone it. Stop playing around with all this stuff out there, all this false garbage you're getting out there, and get with the program. So they're changing the laws of the land, and that will cause God to move away. When God pulls away from the land, because the laws are changing, thereby taking away the opportunity to do the right thing, because the laws are changing, that will bring judgment upon America. That will bring judgment upon the world, and that's exactly what's going to happen. And they know it. How did Satan get Adam and Eve out of the garden? He went on to Eve. Eve got to Adam. Both of them failed. He finds a weak point in your armor and he attacks it. Family, it's a supernatural war we're in. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no aliens out there. Forget that. If there's aliens, then you better ask your preacher out there that believes in it. And I have several Baptist ministers that told me, of course, Tom, there's even Billy Graham believes there are aliens out there. The Pope believes there are aliens out there. Then you better ask them the question, then what about original sin? That's the killer right there. They go like that. Because original sin means Adam and Eve sinned, put sin upon all mankind, carried through to Noah, right? Yeah. So does that mean every planet had an Adam and Eve? Or we're just the cursed planet of the universe? Well, that's not quite fair. So there's a problem there with this alien nonsense. Besides, evolution's impossible. So where'd they come from? No, they're fallen angels. They're demons. And those folks underground, deep underground military bases, They think they're aliens. They think they're dimensional beings. But down deep in their soul, they know they're demons. They're too chicken-hearted to make a mixture of it. They know they'll die if they actually bring it out. Yeah, that's already happened, actually. But in any case, they're changing the laws of the land. It's bringing judgment upon America. In the meantime, they're planning the future by changing your children's views. Parents can stop this, slow it down in your families by overriding what the schools are teaching. Instead of reading your paper and then going to bed, getting up, working, coming back, read your paper, go to bed, keep on working, and you're not talking to the kids. Talking to the kids, what'd you learn today? That means you got to be educated in it. Teach them biblical principles while you can. The family pray together. And the first thing you got to do is renounce that blood oath of Freemasons. Man, get out of there. And those churches, if they teach the right thing, man, two or three, where two or three are gathered, there's your church. Have your Bible studies at home, four or five or six of you. Preach the true word of God in the King James Bible, irrefutably, the only one that's got all the verses in it. How come that's even a point? I shouldn't have to bring it up. Family, y'all better get with it. Because they're changing the laws of the land. It means we're close, close, close. International rights of the child. They got to have a pandemic eventually. Martial law. They're going to start some kind of violence. I don't know what they're going to do. Something to justify martial law. And they're going to tell you, whatever this financial reset or helter-skelter or something, whatever it is, the only way to stop this and declare martial law is you turn in your weapons. If you know any neighbors that have them, turn them in. You're going to say, what? Whoa, no. You don't turn in no weapons. But they're going to say, if you want us to declare martial law and protect you with UN troops, it's already here, you have to turn in your weapons. Well, that ain't going to happen. And they kind of know that too. So you're going to have neighbors telling on you. Joe Blow out there, he's one of those truthers, got weapons in his house. Go get him. We're afraid that's what your neighbors are going to do. There'll be gun confiscation coming. You never want to turn your weapons in. Don't give up any rights at all. The foreign troops are already here. There's no invasion. Heck, they're already let in with our presidents, our legislators, our business guys out there, foreign trade zones. Foreign trade zones, 288 in America. Foreign trade zones are sovereign Chinese territory. Ha. In the 1960s, they were worried about so-called missiles in Cuba. They've let them in the country, and they control industrialized areas called foreign trade zones. How come Ron Paul and all these others aren't saying something? Because they're a part of it, that's why. They're Rosicrucian. Secret societies are part of this takedown of America. They even follow Ayn Rand. He confirms that with his own voice, Ron Paul, whatever. None of them can be trusted. But that's part of it, the foreign trade zones. And they're buying off Americans that live near there with good business, but the Chinese are already taking over the land. Hell, they own Idaho. None of your legislators, so-called political presidential candidates, are saying a doggone word. The UN is the New World Order. So the way they're going to take your children, the final thrust, is international rights of the child. How they're going to do it. Senator Schaefer, Senator Nancy Schaefer, She has a report to the UN. Or a report that she, about Child Protective Service. How corrupted they really are. And she talks about the International Rights of the Child. I've been talking about this now for several years. Warning people about it. How they're going to take your kids. Now, she was murdered. I explained this yesterday because she had gotten so close to stopping it. And it was a murder-suicide, they said, but there's so much garbage going on with it.
To even visit with their children.
That there's no doubt she was murdered. And she talks about, and I've got some actual testimony of her, and she talks about the International Rights of the Child. Let's see what she says about it. I think it's here. Hold on a minute.
To even visit with their children. These are crimes against humanity for financial gain. Rights are removed from parents. Human rights, civil rights, and even religious rights. One illustration of what took place in my district is that after so many calls, I decided to call a meeting in one of the counties of my own district. I personally called 37 families that had been in touch with me who had all lost their children, grandchildren. I had them meet me in the library one Saturday morning. We started at 9 o'clock and we ended at 9 o'clock. We had 50 families standing outside the door that could not get in. We didn't have time to talk with them. There was incredible anguish and profound suffering from these families. Some children had been taken off the school bus, taken out of the hospitals, or taken out of their homes in the middle of the night, and even worse. It was just an incredible ordeal. These parents, trapped in the system, become like refugees. They're dazed and glazed and have no one of whom to turn. They do not know what to do, and the loss of their children is devastating. After having worked in this arena for several years, I do not believe that a single child comes out whole after having been in this system. Many foster children make up the homeless population of today. I introduced legislation, Senate Bill 415, in my last session. A substitute bill was written at the last minute by the chairman of the Judicial Committee. All the strong points of my bill had been compromised. I was told, accept it, Senator. At least you will get some legislation passed. And I answered with, obviously, you do not know me. I did not come to the Capitol to get legislation passed. I came to make a difference. What can be done? An independent audit should be called on every state of all Child Protective Services departments. I am in touch with congressmen and state officials, and the door may be possibly opening very slowly. A federal congressional hearing is needed. But let me add, due to the hundreds upon hundreds of cases that I've been called to consider, I placed calls to state senators, representatives in their respective states across the country, asking them to help me with certain families. And I was told, if I help that family, or if I help you, I will lose my job. Remove, abolish the federal and state financial incentives, and those are taxpayer dollars. Those dollars have turned CPS into a business that takes children and separates families for money. Open family court. Remove the confidentiality laws. Give parents their rights verbally and in writing. I even feel that to terminate the rights of parents, the case should be heard before a jury. Family rights and parents' rights must be protected. We do not need more influence like the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's anti-parent, anti-child, and anti-common sense for the family. There has to be perseverance.
Now, International Rights of the Child, she mentioned. Now, let's get specific. The threat to the American family does loom within the walls of the United Nations because on November the 20th, 1989, the UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And the 20th nation ratified that treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. Now that means the treaty since 1990 is in force. Now the United States didn't sign the convention, but there was pressure from Hillary Bob Clinton and others there to ratify this international nightmare. See, this treaty actually gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations. And I can tell you right now, if Hillary Bob Clinton becomes president, or even before probably, that thing's going to be passed. They will put in all your newspapers and TV how certain children's rights have been abused. Some of them are made up. Some of them are real. They put them out, make sure it's viral, as they say, on the internet. So it will convince people that we need to sign that treaty. Then you'll send to your letters and emails to your senator, please sign the treaty to protect our children, because they're setting up the abuses to the children, so you'll see it and push for the approval of it. That's the trick that they're pushing. Now, what it does, this International Rights of the Child, you Freemasons out there that's promoting this, and you don't know it, because it is part of the New World Order that you are promoting, and they're going to take your children too. See, it undermines the authority of parents to raise their children, and what it does, it replaces it with a panel of UN experts. It gives children the right to disobey their parents under a penalty of law. In comes euthanasia. Man, you all better wake up out there. Doggone it. Stop playing these internet games and all this, that, and the other. And all this New World Order is coming to get you and all this stuff and Agenda 21. And get with what's really happening. All this fear-mongering is not going to get it. This treaty, should it be ratified by the Senate, your rights as a parent will be transferred to the federal government, which will be under the administration of the United Nations. Did you know that Richard M. Nixon, in his plan for a dictatorship, oh, you heard me right, signed the executive order 11647 in the following year, about 6 months later, 72, he signed it, 73, executive order 11731 and 11495 that gave him complete dictatorial powers, just like his predecessor and cousin FDR, long before. It had been the third attempt at military dictatorship with Nixon. That'd be the third attempt of the Illuminati. Uh-huh. Well, this executive order divides the United States into 10 regions, with 5 states each region, and 1 governor per region. That means 40 governors would be out of business, you understand? And then 1 regional, UN regional administrator, also to each region. When that failed in 1974, they rescinded it in 1978, and they simply transferred that planning process to FEMA in the 1980s. They're the same FEMA regions. There's no difference. Giafrida, North, Poindexter, Reagan, Nixon, they're all working together. Carter, they're all together. And so this establishes new bureaucracies. And I just told you how they're going to do it. 10 regions, 10 kings of the New World Order. It's in the Bible. 10, 10, 10. And I'm not talking about fertilizer neither. But it smells like fertilizer. You see, they will establish bureaucracies to investigate and prosecute you if you violate your children's rights as defined by the convention. And your only remaining right will be to support the new bureaucracies with increased taxation. So now, I found some articles in this thing. For example, Article 3 of the UN Convention of the Child. Go look it up. When you read Article 3, here's what it does. It empowers social service workers to regulate families based on their own subjective interpretation of the best interests of the child. See, CPS is getting a head start on them. Article 4. It requires the United States to restructure society in accordance with the implementation of the treaty. They've already done that. Article 7. Requires all children to be registered with a member nation and the UN. In comes the digital tattoo and the mark of the beast. Social Security numbers. And birth certificates. Since 1929. It's already been done. Article 13 establishes a child's right to access the media. Parents are subject to prosecution for exerting influence over the children's reading material, television shows, magazines, art exhibits, oral conversations, or any other media of the child's choice. The cartoons are leading them to the duality, leading them to the occult, and the video games. Do I have to tell you about that? It's all planned. How about that little thing just came out in a couple of states where the children can talk to the counselor for 5 minutes without the parents around, required. They've got Sandy Hook false flag to justify putting police and military, well, police and armed security, in your schools for your protection. It's protect the school from the parent. When they start mass vaccinations and you want to take them out, you're trespassing. They will arrest you. Y'all better wake up. Article 14 establishes a child's freedom of religion. Gives a child the right to object to any and all religious training. The child can require parents to accommodate their desire to participate in any religion of his choice. In comes secular humanism. Here comes your dictatorship Jesus camps. CIA training camps is what they are. Because they'll turn them around, you understand? Jesus camps is just a cover. All they can do is change the curriculum. And that is what they're going to do. Article 15 establishes a child freedom of association. Parents cannot restrict the child's access to anyone with whom he wishes to associate. Now, Johnny, you better quit messing around with those old boys over there, that slick hair back. Because I just don't like them. Mom, I can do it if I want to. Yeah, you see there. Well, they just fixed that. You do that to Johnny now, you're going to jail when they sign this thing. Article 16 establishes a child's right to privacy. Would likely give a teenage girl the right to have an abortion or HPV shot to sterilize them. That's what it does. And this without parental consent or notification or even euthanasia. Even if there are state laws to the contrary. See, treaties are more powerful than law. Even more powerful than the U.S. Constitution, which you don't have you don't have one anyway. Or any state law. How come these lawyers and sheriffs out here don't know that. Anyway. Treaties override any state law or even the U.S. Constitution, even if it did exist. Article 18. It makes the state a co-parent with the child's biological, adopted, or foster parents. Article 28 prohibits any type of corporal punishment. Certainly no spankings allowed. Making the child stand in the corner may be inconsistent with human dignity. This is why you read in the paper about a parent, and I don't like, spanking all that, but in the old days, it was what happened, and it worked sometimes for those 1 to 5 or whatever. That's debatable. But nevertheless, the one popped the bottom. Get out of that, Johnny. Pop, pop. And they go outside, and the cops are waiting for him. You've read that, right? Or they have the child. You've read about those in the articles where the child is walking with a kind of a billboard sign, I failed my exam or whatever. They put that on YouTube. They're actually putting them out there. They use this as justification to justify signing of this treaty. They're put up to do this. You understand this? Article 29. It directs the education of the child toward the philosophy of the New World Order as enshrined in the UN Charter. Law of the land insofar as children are concerned. You know, it says in the Globalist, publication called This World, it praised the UN Convention in the winter of 1984. The title of the article, go look it up, What's Wrong with Children's Rights? An excerpt from it by Jan Blitz. An excerpt of this article, What's Wrong with Children's Rights by This World, says, and I quote, the traditional family, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings. Unquote, Jan Blitz. 1973, Chester M. Pierce, doctor of Harvard. He spoke to 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado in 1973 in a conference. And he said, and I quote, he's from Harvard, by the way, he says, and I quote, to 2,000 teachers on a microphone, he tells this, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California, and she stated in 1970, quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children, unquote. Family, how much more have I got to tell y'all of what you're really dealing with? And people ain't touching on it. Well, I just scratched the surface a little bit. I'm going to let y'all know we're played up. By the way, we have our broadcasts are randomly played up in highportradio.net. Highportradio.net has agreed to play our broadcast and Bible studies. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and that's what he does for us. He's up there in New York, New Jersey, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Yeah. So give him some hand up there. Give him a call, send him an email, and give him some support. We get out of it, we get our broadcast put out. I do, or something. Also, I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. Internet, watchmanforjesus.com is my website. And I primarily have it there to handle the broadcasts. And I have some archives there, a lot of them actually. And several studies I put up there. I keep things simple. I could go up there and have somebody put up all these articles and all over the place and put up an ad for this and an ad for that and put whistles and bells and titter-totter. Family, we don't have time for all that mess. It's time to get real. It's time to get with God. It's time to go with Jesus Christ and the true Word of God. Family, it's time, because it's closing in on us. Senator Schaefer told you about the International Rights of the Child. I'm telling you the details, and this is, I stand by it with evidence every time I talk. And that's not nothing me special. I'm not special at all. I just search it out. That's anything anybody can do. Anybody can do it. How come they're not doing it? Because they belong to secret societies. They belong to the Jesuits. They belong to the Illuminati. And they are Luciferian. And they have a new world order in their agenda, and it's covered in the Bible. And it's going by the book. Checkmate. Family, I appreciate y'all's attention this afternoon. Family, it's time to get real. Stop playing around. All this fear-mongering going on today. It's time to see the forest, not the trees. Get out of the trees and see the forest. See the whole picture of what's really going on. And I'm going to cover the same stuff tomorrow, but different. That didn't make any sense, did it? I'm going to cover the same subject areas, but with some different information. More details. All this week, I'm going to hammer it. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Semper Fi, love you all. God bless you. This is a watchman. Good night. God bless. Signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.